All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and we've got a guest in the studio today who's an artist, curator, and co-founder of Them.ca Artist Collective, and he's also the coordinator of the Beautiful City Billboard Fee Campaign. And I'd like to welcome to the show and to the studio today, Devin Ostrom.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here today. And I just wanted to start off with asking you about this Beautiful City Billboard Fee. What is it?
So basically, it's an alliance of about 50 organizations now from across Toronto that have gotten together and are looking to put a tax on billboards and have the money go towards art in the public sphere. So that's festivals, that's sculptures, that's accessible youth programming, all that sort of stuff. The idea basically is to diversify access to public spaces. And one of the interesting things is billboards are one of the only forms of advertising where people don't get something back in exchange for their attention. Like if you read a magazine, you get, say, maybe sometimes 50% ads, but you get 50% content back. With like television, you get 45 minutes of content, 50 minutes of ads. Billboards, since people don't have a choice of whether or not to view the messages, that relationship with the public doesn't exist. So what we're hoping to do is bring that into the picture.
Right, and now, what's your involvement with the Billboard Fee campaign?
I was one of the first people to think of it. Yes, back in 2002, and now it's actually just being voted on next week by Planning and Growth Committee at City Hall.
Wow, and I saw that there is, I've seen posted online, and you can see on thebeautifulcity.ca, and then you can check for the information on this online. And I found that there's a final draft of the city's new signed bylaw, Billboard Fee, that's been posted, and it's been released, and then, so it's next Wednesday, November the 4th, it's going to go to a committee?
Yeah, it's going to go to a committee called Planning and Growth, and it's going to be at 1:30, so everyone should show up City Hall Committee Room 1 at 1:30 if they want to show their support for this idea. Basically, it's going to be voted on by a group of councillors that handle specific parts of Planning and Growth for Toronto, and then from that vote, it'll go to the full body of councillors to be voted on November 30th, December 1st. And this is real this time. We've had like a couple false starts where it's been like almost about to be voted on, and it gets yanked back the last second. But now that the staff report has been released, it has to be voted on next week.
Nice. Yeah. So this big thing is going on. And what if people are just still wondering what this new signed bylaw would be? What are the conditions? What is this?
I'm still reading the report, but basically it's been sort of a Wild West situation in Toronto for a while. Like it's been estimated somewhere between 20-40% of signs in Toronto are legal or non-conforming or don't have the proper permit to be there. So part of it's going to deal with that. Part of it's going to deal with harmonizing the sign bylaw for the city of Toronto, because it hasn't been done since amalgamation, and it was supposed to be done a lot sooner. Part of it is going to be making sure that signs fit the character and aesthetic of the neighborhoods that they're located in. A good part of it is enforcement. Usually these kinds of things, like they kind of get produced by a staff, but unless there's that enforcement element with, say, fines for non-conforming, and the actual staff to go out there and not only count the signs but impose the fines, then it's just a useless piece of paper, right? So that's something that's really important and really great about this. Because of the tax component, not only are we going to be able to fund a whole bunch more art in Toronto, we're also going to have that staff and that infrastructure set up to actually sort of clean up the industry a little bit.
Nice. And I guess this when you start researching this beautiful city and this whole billboard issue, it does get a bit complicated. I noticed I was reading a bit of that report, and I came across some different classifications of signs. We got ground signs, vinyl signs, wall mural signs, illuminated signs, Patterson pillars, tri-vision roof signs, billboards containing video, overhanging structure signs, projection signs. And I guess like I read all these different types of signs, and I was wondering, are there any signs that aren't going to be covered by this?
Well, the tax is only going to go towards third-party signs. That's basically like a sign that is set up for the express purpose of communicating a message that isn't related to that property. Say, not like someone's sign they put in front of their shop, but say sign that's like a billboard that's on top of a shop that says, right, like, buy a Coke or go to McDonald's or whatever. So it's going to be that kind of signs. But there also is, within this, there will be some of the regulation of first-party signs as well. But that's the lesser part of the bylaw, and the tax isn't applied to that.
All right. And
it's only basically the – I usually use the word billboards as kind of a catch-all to cover those things like the roof signs, the big blockbuster vinyl wraps, the giant murals, that whole body of third-party signs.
Okay, and I also think I read on the site, or one of the sites, that a yearly billboard tax in Toronto would be the only one of its kind in the world.
Yeah, there hasn't been something. There's been billboard tax before, but nothing where it's devoted to arts. Nothing that has that kind of that idea of mitigating some of the damage they cause to the city.
Wow. So these are really revolutionary ideas. And the Beautiful City Alliance, I saw that there's a list of organizations supporting the Beautiful City. What kind of support are you?
It's crazy. We've got support for everyone from the AGO to Social Planning Toronto to Carfac Ontario to Manifesto Festival. They've been a key player in this. To Regent Park Focus, to Toronto Arts Council Foundation. There's about 50 organizations now. Everything from really large established organizations to organizations concerned with poverty to organizations concerned with the environment. It's pretty much across the board and across the city.
Wow, yeah, and that's great that you mentioned Regent Park Focus, because I know they're hosting the Word of Mouth Tuesday.
Really?
That's
great. I love those guys.
And I also noticed, you had the Ryerson Students Union, which is the building we're in right now at CKLN.
Yeah.
So Ryerson Students Union supporting. And one of the other sites that I noticed supporting, which is really got a lot of information on this, was called illegalsigns.ca.
Yep. I just came out of a meeting with Rami, actually. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And seems like that site's is full of information on the billboard issue. And,
oh, totally. Yeah.
Right. So they're charting everything. If you're looking for more info on what's going on in terms of billboards in Toronto, check out illegalsigns.ca. And I also noticed are you getting some support from different politicians? Actually, I came across one. I just wanted to play a quick audio clip here, because I came across on the beautifulcity.ca website, you can find some videos from a town hall meeting. And I came across just this one quick clip here I'm going to play of the city councilor Adam Vaughn and his take on this.
Vote, and when the meetings happen, jam the committee rooms and demand to speak. Make your voice heard. You make your voice heard, you'll get your way in the city.
And that was Adam Vaughn, who, of course, was the first ever station manager here at CKLN.
You serious? And, I didn't know that.
And he's currently a city councilor. And then I also noticed that there was a clip of Janet Davis on the on the site. And so you're getting some support from...
There's definitely a core of... and the interesting thing is, not only councillors from the traditional left that are supporting, it's also councillors in the middle and even in the right side of things. It's one of the things about this tax is because... concerns the whole city because of the benefits it'll create. We've actually had support from pretty wide across the spectrum, and it's been kind of amazing in that way. Like, usually people kind of split into different camps, but there's definitely a core of really strong supporters, like Joe Mahevic and Janet Davis and Adam Vaughn and Adam Jimbrone and Joe and Penelone and those guys. But then there's also a lot of other people that have thrown in their hat too.
Nice. And so I guess this is going to be a meeting next Wednesday. This when it goes to the committee meeting, then it's going on to the vote, or
that's... Yeah, well, they'll be actually voting on it there. Right. And they'll look at the draft bylaw that's been prepared, which you can look at the City of Toronto site.
Right.
And they'll some people will try to put revisions in, some people will try to take things out, some people will try to I'm trying to figure out how they're going to form it, and then from there, once they've all gone through that process of taking in, putting things out, all that sort of stuff, then it'll go to the full council.
Right, and what we have going on here is this beautiful city billboard fee, and I've been thinking about what you're going up against, and it seems like we've got these multi-million dollar advertising companies, you know, like CBS Outdoor, Pattison Outdoor, Astral Media Outdoor. These are companies that are advertising for like billion-dollar clients.
Oh, yeah, they're
clients.
Huge. They're huge, huge.
So that's why I got to give you respect for taking on the corporations in this way, but are you receiving the respect from the activist community? And
Sometimes. Depends on which. There's definitely, there's a wide range of different opinions. But as for a whole, we've gotten a lot of respect. Yeah. Yeah. I think generally people are quite supportive. People really like the idea. It's been a long time in the making, and there's been a lot of people that have put a lot of work into making it happen.
Right, yeah, great, yeah, and it's always great to talk about activism on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We talk to a lot of activists on the show,
yeah.
But one of the topics we get into, and I know you mentioned about the enforcement and the idea of having bylaw officers, mm-hmm. but sometimes we talk about on the show like the way that we're seeing society moving to a police state. Do you have any skepticism about the officers being created and given these new powers?
I think they're sort of a necessary thing. I think that it's not only the bylaw officers, but it's also the staff. I think if we can see, basically what we're seeing is white collar crime. So this is not, it's in that sense, it's not, it's definitely not a step towards a police state.
Right, and yeah. So you're not expecting a big crackdown on just people with signs and...
No. I think that this is totally separate. This is only dealing with billboards and like large companies and that sort of stuff.
Right.
We're not going after like people. There wouldn't be a tax say on people holding out protest signs or something.
Right.
But maybe next. I don't know. No. I would. That's the idea. The basic idea of it is diversify access to expression in public spaces. Right. We want to see more. Right now, there's definitely in public spaces. There's definitely a dominance, and there's definitely a. It's not a systematic, but it's a systemic sort of censorship as far as who has the agency and who has the resources mm-hmm. to communicate in public spaces. So we're hoping to address that by enabling not only artists, but youth and different communities to be able to articulate messages in those in their communities and make communities that are more reflective of where they live.
Great. And I guess of these communities of let's say that this, let's say it all goes as planned and your this beautiful city goes through, the billboard fee gets passed, and then for a person living in a community in Toronto, what could they expect from?
In our ideal situation, we're looking at about 50% increase to art spending in Toronto.
Nice.
We're looking at about and then on top of that, about $100,000 for each Toronto award,
nice.
for like streetscape improvement and beautification, and then about $300,000 for each of the prior neighborhoods every year, for youth arts programming.
Nice. Yeah. So there's the big money involved in this. We got the billboards going on, and we're getting the word out. This is a word of mouth show, and I noticed on the beautifulcity.ca there's the petition online. You got over 2,000 signatures.
Yeah.
How can people support this?
Definitely go to beautifulcity.ca and sign up. It's really quick, really easy on the petition. It's just on the homepage there. And then also come to City Hall, Committee Room 1, 1:30 p.m. on November 4th.
Nice. Yeah, so yeah, that'll be next Wednesday, 1:30 p.m. It's going down at City Hall. And I noticed on the website that I think it was earlier in the summer, there had been a meeting at the City Hall as well.
Yeah, we had a giant town hall in council chambers. About 300 people showed up.
Nice.
We had a bunch of different speakers. It was basically like sort of a rally. There was artists there. We tried to infuse the space with artists working.
Nice.
So that we had different artists doing poetry and doing beatboxing and doing live painting. And then we also had different speakers that not only talked about the initiative, but also passed on some of the tools that we've developed. As a way of sort of making sure that even if this initiative falls flat on its face, we can at least pass on some of the knowledge and some of the things we've learned over the past 7 years.
Right. And yeah, and you can watch a quick video clip on Vimeo, and you can find the link on the beautifulcity.ca site. That's where we played that audio clip from Adam Vaughn earlier. And I just wanted to ask you, just to wrap up, since you got a bit into the artwork aspect of things, and I know that you're working in arts and as a curator, what have you been working on these days?
I'm kind of in postpartum from Manifesto Festival.
Right.
We just did this massive three-floor art exhibition that closed on Nuit Blanche. We had a Rhodesworth came and he did a nice. Giant installation. You can see him at 52 McCall Street, and there's also a giant mural by an artist named Nunca from São Paulo on the building as well.
Yeah,
it's still there. Yeah, you should check it out. It's a good one.
Yeah, is the gallery still open or is it just...
Gallery is closed. It's just the two installations we left. Right now we're still kind of cleaning up the gallery and repainting, and
nice.
This is a pretty wild show.
Yeah, that was a cool one. And I guess just to wrap things up here, we got the beautifulcity.ca and the beautiful city billboard fee going on. I guess, is there any last recommendations you can think of for?
Just come out and show your support. It's going to be wild. There's going to be experts. There's going to be some angry industry people probably with red faces and eating their hats. And it'll be a good show. You should come.
Yeah. And we'll try to get some updates for the on the show next week and in the weeks to come of what's going on with this beautiful city billboard fee. And I just wanted to thank Devin Ostrom for coming down to the studio today.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's been good.